You're listening to the Wellington Mornings Podcast with Nick Mills from Newstalk ZB.
Joining us now on the show is former Cabinet Minister and former United Future leader Peter Dunn to talk about the Darlene Tana story. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Nick.
Wow. What did you make of the story this morning? What did you think when you first heard it?
Well, my first reaction was that the Greens' horror year continues. You know, the awful circumstances regarding Efiso Collins, the loss of James Shaw, the conviction of Gowrie's Gurriman, and now this. I mean, just how much worse can it get? And then I started to think there's a bit of a pattern between the way this case unfolded and the Gurriman case unfolded, in that the Greens seem to have acted very slowly after they became aware of the allegations against, in this case, Ms. Tana, and in the earlier case, Ms. Gurriman. It's 6 weeks since Ms. Tana informed the Green Party there was an issue before they take action. That seems to me to be very tardy.
We had a texter this morning that said they might be timing their disaster.
Well, you wonder about that. But the bottom line here is these are serious allegations. We don't know the extent of them or how serious they are or how much Ms. Tana is implicated in them other than being through her husband's business. But they do need to be investigated. It's possible if they are serious enough, there could be criminal charges, of course. That I'm not suggesting at this point that they apply to Ms. Tana, but we don't know the answer to that question. So this is a credibility issue for the Greens, and I'm a wee bit surprised that once again they seem to have taken a long time to come to terms with it.
Can they possibly get out of this mess?
Well, again, it depends on what the investigation shows, how serious the allegations are and what actions flow from that. But I think it raises a bigger question, and that is, and it's one that affects all small parties, frankly, and I know from personal experience, is how well do you vet your candidates before selection to ensure that there aren't skeletons in the cupboard or things like this that are going to emerge subsequently? And I think that's a much bigger question, and, you know, it's one I think the Greens will need to focus on.
But surely when you look at these two people that we're talking about, you know, they wouldn't have found anything in skeletons in the closet, would they?
Well, it depends on what the disclosure rules within the party are, prior to selection. In the Gurriman case, I mean, I think that's quite specific actions that flowed from her personal situation. In the Tana case, we just don't know enough at this stage, but if these practices were going on for some time and she was aware of the potential allegations surrounding them at the time she was selected as a candidate, that raises another set of issues.
Did you, by any chance, listen to Chloe Swarbrick's interview with Mike Hosking this morning?
I've subsequently listened to that, and I found there's some interesting things in her comments. I mean, she says on the one hand, she goes through the timeline, and then she says, this is an incredibly serious situation, which doesn't quite reflect the time that the Greens have taken to deal with it. If it was serious, it was serious when it first became an issue at the beginning of February, not in the middle of March.
Can Parliament do anything to a party that actually, if it is proven that they've withheld information to the public, can the Speaker or anyone do anything about it?
Not really. I mean, if there are criminal issues involved, then the police become involved, and that's a whole different train of events. But these are essentially party matters, and they reflect on a party's credibility in terms of how they deal with them and what they do to prevent repetitions. And the old story is, you can't legislate human behaviour. But in this circumstance, I think there are questions about what was known at the time that Ms. Tana was selected as a candidate. Was she aware of the allegations and didn't provide that information to the party? Did the party gloss over them if it did know about them? How serious are they? These are the questions that are yet unanswered need to be investigated.
I'm sure there's listeners out there that would think that if a party has a problem and it doesn't tell the Speaker or tell somebody, it's hiding something. And surely they shouldn't be able to hide something as serious as, situation.
Yeah. You could draw that conclusion, and I think in this circumstance, if Ms. Swarbrick says that this is an incredibly serious situation, and yet the party seems to have been very slow to respond to it, I think there are questions about its management and leadership in that respect.
Okay. So what would you do right now if you were a co-leader of the Green Party? How would you get out of this latest sticky situation?
Well, I'd do two things. Firstly, I'd be lining up every Green Member of Parliament and saying, I want to know, are there any skeletons in your cupboard that you haven't disclosed? Because forewarned is always forearmed in these situations. And the second thing is I would be working very closely with the party's legal advisers and the independent investigator they've called in to get a speedy outcome to the Tana situation. If she's cleared, then so be it, she carries on. If the allegations are more serious, then the party needs to work out how they devise, frankly, an exit strategy for her. But I don't think we're at that point yet, but we need to start the work to get a conclusion.
Peter, thanks for joining us on the show. It's always great to get your thoughts on it. Peter Dunn, who's a former cabinet minister, and he obviously former United Future leader, and a person that comes on our show quite a bit.
For more from Wellington Mornings with Nick Mills, listen live to News Talk ZB Wellington from 9 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.